Hi there. The word for you today is, when someone stumbles, help them. Galatians 6 and 1 says, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Here's a question. Why is restoration necessary? Well, there are three answers to that. Number one, to preserve their life. In James 5 verse 20, we read, whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death. When someone you love is sinning, they're literally killing themselves. And if you care, you won't be able to just stand by and watch. Number two, to preserve the church. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 14, Paul writes, admonish the unruly. Strong words, eh? When sin is tolerated and rationalized, members become angry and leave, and others are wounded. A church's reputation and climate are hurt by those who sin and don't make amends. And number three, to preserve God's reputation. When Nathan the prophet spoke to King David about his sin with Bathsheba, here's what he says, 2 Samuel 12 verse 14, you have made the enemies of the Lord show utter contempt. When we condemn in the world what we condone in ourselves, our message falls on deaf ears. So Paul writes, if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness. We are to approach them the right way. We must not confront someone about sin when we have the same problem ourselves. We must approach them with the purpose and expectation of restoring. This isn't a witch hunt. It's a lamb search. It's to bring them back into fellowship. And we must get rid of our holier-than-thou attitude. Come on, be honest. It's only by God's grace that you're not caught in the same trespass, right? Tell the one you're dealing with that you recognize this. Assure them that whatever the sin, it's not unforgivable. There is a way back to spiritual health for them.